He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We got some new digs today, a new set that we're testing out. So far, I like it. There's no glare. It's nice and cool in the studio. It's all good. We have a great show for you today. We definitely have a gadget of the day. We'll take a quick peek at that at camera, too, but just a quick peek. Okay, that's enough, and we'll go over that in a second. We also have some excellent apps. Some of these apps today are going to be dealing with VPNs and privacy, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. And last but not least, we have a rare commentary from me about the recent purchase of Whole Foods by Amazon. But we'll get to that in a minute. If you're new to the Gadget Professor Show, welcome. We are on show 308. If you want to watch the show, it's real easy to do. Just go to our website, and that's thegadgetprofessor.com. You can watch all the shows from there. You can watch us on YouTube or on iTunes. We're everywhere that there's a computer or a processor, so it's easy to do. Also, I'd like you to go to our Facebook page, and that's Facebook. Actually, this is our Rebel Mouse page. You definitely want to go to this page. Rebel Mouse is the coolest thing. I've been pushing this for years. You really want to subscribe to this Rebel Mouse page, because what it does is every gadget that comes out, within 10 minutes of it being announced, it actually appears on this Rebel Mouse page, and you can actually hot link. You can see the gadget that you like. I've been getting ready to do the show for about 10 minutes now before we went live, and I've already seen three gadgets come up in the last 10 minutes. Also, I post a lot of photography on Instagram and on Facebook, and you'll see I was just in Cuba recently. You could see some really cool shots there. I have a shot of a double rainbow, but this is going to be a great conglomeration of gadgets and fun and information and photography. So definitely check out the Rebel Mouse page, and you can certainly check us out on Facebook. That would be The Gadget Professor. All right, folks, let's get right into it. We have a cool gadget today, and I'm going to try to pronounce this. It's T-Y-L-T. I'm going to call it Tylet. I don't know. It's no wonder no one could spell or pronounce anything today, but in any event, these guys make a pretty interesting portable power pack system. And what I mean by a system is it's a dual charging unit. Let's take a look at it on camera too. So this is the actual unit, and as you can see, it has its own power charger that comes with it. And I actually like that. So you get two units in here. You can see the four dots there on those LEDs, the five dots. This is already charged. Let's make it four dots. And you get two of these. This unit has its own power supply. It's actually plugged into the wall. No great shakes there, but you'll see these two contact points on each side, one here and one there. There's two contact points. And essentially what you're gonna do is line this up on the power pack supply portion of it. You'll see that there's two contacts right there. Let me see if I can get those in focus. There you go. So you can see that there's two contact points, and essentially these just slip right in there and line right up. What I like about it is you don't have to hunt for a bunch of wires. This is plugged in. It stays plugged in. On the bottom, they have some rubber feet. I didn't even take the tape off yet, but this does have some adhesive properties to it, so it won't slide around. So basically, you're just going to put that on your countertop, or your desktop, or your desk stand, whatever. And it's real convenient, and I like that you just pop in the power pack. The form factor of the power pack is actually quite nice. It's light, it's very easy to hold in your hand. As you can see, the four LEDs show you that it's 100% charged. Obviously, three lights, 75%, you can do the math and figure that out. The way it works is actually pretty simple too. Right here, let's see, there we go. You'll see two ports here. This is a micro port. I'm sorry, a micro port is right there. If you don't want to use the power pack to charge this up, you can use the mini USB wire. And obviously, this is where you're going to plug your USB cable in to charge whatever the device is that you want. The on and off switch is conveniently located right there, and you're just going to turn this on, and it will light up, and that's how you charge your device. So once your device is plugged in, you're just going to turn this on. Let's take a look at some of the specs. Actually, Amazon does a better job with the specs than the actual homepage. This will do 2x quick charging with the USB port. Each bank can fully charge your iPhone, your Samsung, or other Apple Android device up to 2x for enough power to get your phone or tablet through the day. It's great for families because you get two of these, and that is also true. You can always keep one in the charger, one to show, one to go. I like all that. The power pack, the actual bank that it has, is very nice because you just plug it in. You don't have to hunt for cables. I like all that. Comes with a one-year warranty, and I believe it's 5,600 milliamps. Let me check that out, which will get you through the day. 5,200 milliamps. You know, if you've watched The Gadget Professor, I like devices that have at least 10,000 mAh on it because it's going to last you all day and into the night. Also, if you're going from East Coast to West Coast on the plane, I like 10,000 mAh because you're going to have pretty much a full charge coast to coast. This has 5,200. It's a tad short, but you get two of them, and if you add them together, you're actually going to get more than 10,000. So you can put one in each pocket. You can give one to your kid, one to your wife, your girlfriend, whatever the case may be. They are convenient. They are very well made. The only negative that I have, and it's not that big of a deal, but I always like to see power packs that have the wires built into it. These you have to supply your own wires. So if you're using an Android or the iPhone Lightning cable, you're going to have your own cables. And it's a pain if you bring these and forget to bring the actual charger, you know, charging cord. So that's what this looks like. And we can go full frame now. I actually like these, and they do a pretty good job. Very convenient, very light. And I got to tell you, the charger, putting them in this charger just makes a world of difference. I just drop them in there and I'm always ready to go. What I'm finding with some of the other power supplies that I have, the power packs, is they're laying in drawers and they're not charged. So if I'm going away and I forget to charge it the night before, I'm stuck. With these, you just put it in the power supply holder and they're always charged. So I definitely like that. Price-wise, they're very reasonably priced. You can get the pack for $52.99 off of Amazon. I actually got this whole system at Costco, and I think it was $35, and I'm pretty pleased with it. Again, the advantage that I like is that they're always in the charger for me. That's where they belong, that's where I put them, and they're always charged up and ready to go, and I don't have to worry about charging something the night before. So that's all good, no question about that. So there you go. I hope you like them. I like them. Now, let's move on. Today I have and I don't do this often. Actually, before we get started on this, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, I'm getting a little hoarse here, so it's hot. It's 120 degrees here in Arizona. A little bit better. All right. Sorry about that. Where was I? Oh, yes. I am going to do a commentary right now. I rarely do this, but I have a comment. Everybody knows or should know by now that Amazon has purchased Whole Foods, and you'll find a bazillion articles. They're coming out every 15 minutes. Why Amazon bought Whole Foods, yada, yada, yada. I think it was a brilliant move. They paid just a tad under $14 billion for Whole Foods. I'm not a big Whole Food fan. Don't get me wrong. I've been there. I've shopped there, but I don't shop there typically. But here's my take on this whole thing. I think it was a brilliant idea, and I think what's going to happen in this country, it's actually happening, and this is going to just jet propel that, is you have Walmart, and they just bought out Jet.com, so they're thinking along similar lines. But what I see happening in this country is kind of scary to me. I don't have any problems with them buying out Whole Foods, but what's going to happen is you're never going to leave your house. Right now, even myself, if I want something, I typically buy it online. Why? I don't have to go to the store, which we'll get to in a minute. Two, it's typically cheaper. Three, I save on gas. And four, if I don't need it that particular second, I just go to my door and there it is. However, what I'm finding out is, and I'm doing this more and more, so a lot of the things that I buy are online, with the exception of clothes. Now, from what I understand, they're also working on, all these online services are working on situations now where they're going to send you clothes. I know Amazon has a thing where they send you a box of clothes, and you can try everything on. You keep what you like. What you don't like, you can send back. If you keep more, they give you a bigger discount. So clearly buying clothes is going to be happening online too. What's happening is all the major stores are hemorrhaging, okay? You have Sears, you have Macy's, you have Penny's. They're all shutting stores, a lot of stores. What's happening is you have malls, giant malls, and everything is gone. The stores are long gone or in process of shutting down or closing. This is going to have a huge impact on society. What I fear is that there's not going to be any stores anymore, and people aren't going to get out of their house. Everybody's going to turn into a giant couch potato. You're going to sit watching your stream channels all day long, whether it's on cable or whatever you have, you know, the PlayStation View. We'll get into that next week. But no one's going to move out of their house. And what's going to happen is you're going to lose that social interactive contact between people. It's getting crazy. And you might laugh at me, but I'm telling you, this is a big thing in this country today, and it's affecting society. No one's going to know how to meet someone, how to say hello. You're not going to know how to pay for something, and, you know, although you just give them your credit card. But I'm not sure that this is a great move. I think it's going to have huge impact on society. As I said, no one's going to go out of their house. And you know what? When it gets to the point that you're going to order pizza over the internet and they're going to deliver a pizza to you, I'm finished. I'm done. I'm toast. I want to go to that pizza store. I want to smell the pizza. I want to say hello to someone. That's how I meet women, you know, at these stores. I go to the supermarket. I ask a woman, how do you make Jell-O? It's going to have a huge impact, I'm telling you, on society. So it's not that I'm against all this stuff. It's just that, I don't know, it's just getting a little crazy. Society is definitely changing. Plus, you add in the social media comments that are going all over the place. This online buying is definitely in process of changing society as we know it. And I venture to guess 10, 15 years from now, you will not be going to the malls. Another thing the malls do, I mean, they're huge. People, senior citizens walk, kids walk, they have playgrounds in these things. I'm afraid that we're gonna lose that social contact, and it scares me. All right, enough about that. It's time for the apps of the day. Let's bring the first one up. And this is called Photo Rec. And it's not recreation, it's Photo Recovery. And this is one of the better ones out there. This one is also free. But this is an app that you'll put on your machine, and this will recover everything. Video, documents, archives from hard drives, CD-ROMs, lost pictures, pretty much anything that you've overwritten or it's gone. And I've used this about 4 times now in the last month for actually a couple friends. And they think I'm a genius, but I just downloaded this thing for free, and it's worked 100%. One guy lost a video of his vacation trip to the Bahamas, and he emailed me, I don't know, about a week ago, and I figured I'll give this a try, and boom, man, it just picked up that video, 1, 2, 3. And then I had another friend who was in, I think, Costa Rica. And this guy loses his photos every other week, but I use this Photo Rec, and boy, boom, it works real well, and it's free. So I would probably download this and keep it, because you never know when you're going to need it. And yes, it works on the small SD cards. It really does a nice job with that, believe me. All right, this week, I think because of last week's show, and we talked a little bit about VPNs, I received 3 or 4 emails and actually 2 phone calls about what VPN service they should use. And I mentioned I happen to use Tiger VPN. It's no better or worse than anything else out there. I also put a link in last week on Stack Social. If you go on Stack Social, they have like 30 or 40 different VPN suppliers, and it's like a lifetime subscription. So for like $40 or between $40 and $70, you get a lifetime subscription. They all are basically the same. What you want is a VPN that has a lot of servers all over the world. What you want is a VPN that has servers here in the United States, because again, it's a VPN, it's a private network, but you want the speed. every one of these services, if you're streaming, whatever it is you're streaming, and it's none of my business, I don't really care. But keep in mind, if you're using a streaming service, whatever that may be, if it starts with the K and ends with an I, that's okay. If you're using a VPN on that, and you may want to do that, it's going to slow things down. I'm telling you, it's going to slow things down. And it's not that you have a bad VPN service. It's just the nature of the beast. Some of them are better than others, and at certain times, some of them are better than others. So that's just something to keep in mind about VPN. Okay, that said, here are some interesting apps that might be a way around it and not slow things down. The first one we're going to bring up is called Privacy. And this is a free app, and it's a non-caching web proxy with advanced filtering capabilities for enhancing privacy and modifying web page data and HTTP headers, controlling access, removing ads, and other obnoxious internet junk. You have the ability with this particular app to go in, if you know what you're doing, and very easily configure certain streaming applications that you want to hide. So this may be an option for you. If you're into streaming, you may want to look at that. This is another app, and this is very cool. This is called K-Proxy. K-Proxy is something everybody can use, and I'm going to show you how to use it right now. Pay attention. You log on to this site, kproxy.com, and I want to surf. Okay. What this will do is, right now over a million people are using this, it's going to bypass online blocks to access the foreign content, okay, and local content. You can get websites back home when you're abroad, and it will bypass government or workplace censorship. I'm not telling you to use this, I'm just telling you that this is available. This will help you evade hackers, enjoy complete security with our extension, even on public Wi-Fi connections, prevent hackers stealing your personal passwords, your bank accounts, and your credit card details. This app will allow you to hide your IP address, your location, and personal information while you are online, if you get my gist. You can protect your data from snooping on the internet from your local service provider, which they have the right to do, and you signed a contract, and your local service provider can snoop on you. Yes. So here's how you use this. Pay very, very close attention. See this button, surf? You put in wherever the address is that you want to surf on, and you click surf. Boom. There you go. I am completely anonymous. Okay, I'm 100% anonymous right now, and I can search to my heart's content. So keep in mind, K-Proxy is a very cool app. At least check it out. You might like it. All right, here's another one called Safe IP, free anonymous surfing with Wi-Fi protection. Again, this is a free app. They have a pro version. Surf anonymously, hide your IP address, unblock websites, all for free with Safe IP. Select your preferred proxy IP location and change your IP address anytime you want. Morning, noon, night, whatever you want. The automatic startup option will ensure your IP is protected at all times. So you can read this. And here's a particular thing that I found interesting. Randomly change your MAC address for enhanced network protection. I haven't seen that too often where you can actually randomly change your MAC address. So interesting app for free. You can get the pro version. If you like it, buy the pro version. It's called Safe IP. All right, moving right along. This one I mentioned a couple years ago. It's still around. It's very good. It's extremely safe. This is its own operating system. And this is really privacy for anyone, anywhere. It's called Tails. They're on version 3.0. I remember when it was on 0.5 version. But this is a total operating system. So you can load this on a hard drive, on a USB stick. You can even load it on a DVD. But essentially, you can even put it on an SD card if you want. So if you have a camera and you have a big SD card or dual SD cards, you can load a section of that on that SD card. Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to go onto your laptop, your desktop, someone else's laptop, desktop, doesn't matter. You're going to put the stick in and bang, you're on your own private operating system that you can surf to your heart's content. Totally private, totally anonymous. It's a portable operating system. It works flawless. And again, it might be something that you want to check out. The other thing is when you pull that stick out, you're gone. No trace, no nothing. Your operating system's in your pocket, and you're out of town. All right, last but not least, I got an email from a kid who's just going into college, and he said he got a new laptop and he's all excited and he wants to load it up with software, and where's a good place to get good stuff free? Well, FileHippo is one of the places I recommend. You can browse the latest versions of free software. They have browser software. They have all kinds of things. What I like about FileHippo is that they don't put bloatware on the software. Anything that's on FileHippo, from my knowledge, won't load on 20 other things plus the program you want, and that's really a pain in the neck, and it can be extremely dangerous. So supposedly, they have no added bundles, no installers, or no toolbars. They're tested for malware, all the apps on this, adware, and viruses. That's what they say. I always run my stuff through a virus check no matter what I do, because I don't trust anybody anymore. But that is a good source to do that. And I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. It was 120 degrees yesterday here in Arizona. It's supposed to at least be that today. And one of my air conditioning units is out in my house, but fortunately the one that's on the bedroom side is okay. And as I understand it, they're coming out tomorrow to repair it. I'm here in the studio, nice and cool. I got LED lights. I hope you like this white set. It's kind of neat. And I will see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.